The whole thing?
1 DC3 VR 1 positive 5 0.
Is counting. Is down. Anybody on the line
in GNI yet? I'm calling local Pelosi 12.
Okay, the 12
between St. Jose and New York is down.
Off Washington DC3 has stopped reporting. 5
1 0. All down. I'm going across Chicago.
I'm calling GNI.
What's the time on it?
You circuit IDs?
I'm gonna start popping the tickets.
Friday afternoon, we had a major hub router, which connects over 100 of our customers and one of our data centers, go down. Went into the NOC, and we saw the board was lit up red on the West Coast. It was the type of outage that could have shut down businesses for hours, if not a day. We started calling the customers and told them, there's a problem. We're working on it. You may not see it yet, but there's a problem. We're going to get it fixed for you in a way that's as efficient as possible. We got the customers back up and running by getting a technician out there faster than we promised. And what might have been a major outage was nothing but a minor blip on the radar screen. That's really what the NOC is all about. It's not machine solving problems. It's the people inside the NOC, 24/7.
Today, we're talking about critical business processes. If the site goes down now, you're talking about major disruptions to the business. I think companies need to be really careful. I think you need to make sure that you're choosing a company that has the total wherewithal to be able to keep pace with your company's intended success.
Event management is our process for categorizing unplanned events.
The IPT
4-7 is down in Phoenix.
We have Big Ten down in Phoenix.
And we got a problem from Waltham.
Our most critical event is a severity zero, and this is assigned to multiple sites down hard. Severity one level is for one site that's down hard. Severity two is for customers who are receiving degraded service. And severity three is for requests or enhancements.
Hey, I've got Big Ten down in Phoenix.
The event management process is really a dynamic, flexible process that everyone understands.
2 lanes, 1, Waltham to Carrollton.
Everything's down off of SJC Cola.
When Telco calls in on Big Ten, I need that call down here.
And it's also a shorthand. We don't really have to explain to each other, oh, this is a critical event. If it's a sub-zero, you know what to do.
We confirm the sub-zero in Dallas.
Critical alarm, possible sub-zero.
Crack a ticket on that and call duty.
The internet is just a bunch of wires and cables and routers and machines. The network operations center is where all of that stuff is being watched and monitored, making sure traffic's flowing through the internet.
I'm in the core router now, and I see the interface in a down state.
347 is still down in Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm looking at the router in Washington.
What really separates our NOC from our competitors is the fact that we train our own staff. We give them a solid career path, and it results in very low turnover, something unheard of in the IT industry.
Our network operations center is organized into three groups. The NOC controllers focus on managing the customer sites. They're watching the net constantly.
No response from the remote NI.
The second row, where the NOC analysts are, we work that issue to the end. We'll follow that through with the customer and the telco.
We've seen the East Coast blink out. What's happening with May East?
And in the back row, we have the NOC backbone engineers. They're there for in-depth issues. Anything that we feel that we can't handle, we'll turn to them and ask for their expertise. The escalation procedure is there in place to assist us to get the customer's issue worked quickly. It's a contact list of about 4 people, so when we open that ticket with the telco, if we don't see adequate action on that right away, we'll go up that escalation matrix. We're all the way up to the VP of the company.
We need to escalate to third level now.
We'll push them as hard as we can to get that resolved quickly.
Palo Alto is back, okay?
Telco, dispatch is located. Bad cable pair at the Z-Loc.
It's a very electric environment.
We're selling something invisible. We're selling the skill level, the expertise of the people that work inside the NOC, and they in turn support what we sell.
At the heart of our company, we're talking about the people who invented the forerunner to the internet. These are people who for years have been solving some of the most difficult communication problems that we've confronted.
I feel as if I'm at the center of the internet world, because because we're looking out on every customer from that room.
The equipment is important, but more important than that is the diligence, the confidence of the people who are looking at those screens.
Networks are not perfect, but we strive to be as perfect as we can.